This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto has canceled a planned meeting with U.S. President Donald Trump. A rift widened between the two countries when Mr. Trump announced plans to build a wall along the U.S. border with Mexico. Speaking from a Republican congressional retreat in Philadelphia, Mr. Trump said the two leaders agreed to cancel the meeting because it would be fruitless if Mexico won't agree to pay for the wall.
Unless Mexico is going to treat the United States fairly, with respect, such a meeting would be fruitless, and I want to go a different route. We have no choice.
The U.S. president also blasted the North American Free Trade Agreement, saying it costs the U.S. as much as $60 billion each year in trade deficits. Mr. Trump met with British Prime Minister Theresa May at the Republican retreat. Ms. May called for a renewal of the special relationship with the United States as Britain prepares to leave the European Union. She is scheduled to visit the White House on Friday. The British Prime Minister will be the first foreign leader to meet with Mr. Trump in Washington since he took office. Turkey says it is too early to comment on U.S. President Donald Trump's proposal to establish safe zones in Syria. A Turkish foreign ministry spokesman says it will be important to first see the results of a set of studies Mr. Trump is expected to order from the Pentagon and the State Department. The zones would be in areas in Syria where civilians would be safe from civil war violence. Turkey has long advocated safe zones, but former President Barack Obama did not support the idea. For more, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Gambia's new president, Adama Barrow, returned to his country Thursday, accompanied by heavy security. He was greeted by jubilant crowds. Mr. Barrow flew home from Senegal, where he has been staying since unrest erupted when former President Yahya Jammeh refused to step down after losing an election. A special United Nations representative says UN forces are assigned to ensure the safety of Mr. Barrow, his administration, and all Gambian citizens. Afghan officials say a border skirmish with Pakistan has left at least one Afghan border guard dead and two wounded. An Afghan spokesman says fighting Thursday in the Spindbuldak area of southern Kandahar province lasted for about 2 hours. He alleged that a group of Taliban insurgents riding motorcycles tried to enter Afghanistan with the help of Pakistani forces, prompting Afghan border police to open fire. He said Pakistani troops retaliated by shelling Afghan border posts. Pakistani officials say they are trying to find out what happened. Thousands of anti-abortion activists will pour into Washington, D.C. Friday for the 43rd annual March for Life. Many right-to-life activists are pleased that President Donald Trump, who has recently taken a stand against abortion, will be setting policy on the subject and appointing like-minded judges. Egypt is refusing to let human rights lawyer Negad Barai leave the country. Barai attempted to fly to Jordan Thursday on a family visit, but was barred from leaving. An investigation was launched against the activist when he submitted a draft anti-torture bill to President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. Although no official charges have been leveled against him, he is accused of establishing an unlicensed entity, receiving illegal funds, and spreading false information. The incident is seen as part of a crackdown on civil society groups in Egypt. The British government Thursday introduced a bill in Parliament to begin the process of exiting the European Union. Opposition lawmakers yelled disgraceful as Brexit Secretary David Davis unveiled the legislation. The lower House of Commons will begin debate on the matter January 31st and will have just 2 weeks to reach a decision on it. French Foreign Minister François Fillon Thursday declared that he will remain a presidential candidate. He rejected press allegations that his wife has drawn a salary as his assistant, but in fact doing no work. Mr. Fillon said his wife's work included press reviews, proofreading his speeches, and meeting people for him. Taking a brief look at markets on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are up. Markets in Europe closed mixed on Thursday. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.